August 24th through 30th. Helaman chapters 7 through 12. Remember the Lord. Nephi, Lehi, and others had many revelations daily. See Helaman chapter 11, verse 23. Frequent revelation is not just for prophets. It's available to you, too. Recording your impressions can help you receive revelation more consistently. Nephi's father, Helaman, had urged his sons to remember. He wanted them to remember their ancestors, remember the words of the prophets, and most of all, remember our Redeemer who is Christ. It's clear that Nephi did remember, because this is the same message he declared years later with unwearyingness to the people. "How could you have forgotten your God?" he asked. All of Nephi's efforts, preaching, praying, performing miracles, and petitioning God for a famine, were attempts to help the people turn to God and remember Him. In many ways, forgetting God is a bigger problem even than not knowing Him, and it's easy to forget Him when our minds are distracted by the vain things of this world and clouded by sin. See Helaman chapter 7, verse 21. See also Helaman chapter 12, verse 2. But as Nephi's ministry shows, it's never too late to remember and turn unto the Lord your God. See Helaman chapter 7, verse 17. Ideas for personal scripture study. Helaman chapters 7 through 11. Prophets reveal the will of God. There are many prophets described throughout the Book of Mormon, but Helaman chapters 7 through 11 is a particularly good place to learn what a prophet is, what he does, and how we should receive his words. As you read these chapters, pay attention to Nephi's actions, thoughts, and interactions with the Lord. How does Nephi's ministry help you better understand the role of the prophet in our day? Here are a few examples. What else do you find? Helaman chapter 7, verses 17 through 22. Prophets cry repentance and warn of the consequences of sin. Helaman chapter 7, verse 29. Chapter 9, verses 21 through 36. Prophets know by revelation from God what the people need to hear. Helaman chapter 12, verse 7. Prophets are given the power to seal on earth and in heaven. See also Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, and Doctrine and Covenants section 132, verse 46. Helaman chapter 10, verses 4 through 7, and verses 11 through 12. How do these verses affect how you feel about our living prophet? What has he taught recently? What are you doing to listen to and follow his direction? Helaman chapters 9 through 10. Signs and miracles are helpful, but not sufficient to build enduring faith. If signs or miracles were enough to change a person's heart, then all of the Nephites would have been converted by the remarkable signs Nephi gave in Helaman chapter 9. Instead, a division among the people arose because many of them did still harden their hearts. How do the wicked often react to signs and miracles? See Helaman chapter 10, verses 12 through 15. See also 3 Nephi chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. What is the danger of making signs the foundation of a testimony? See Signs, Gospel Topics, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Helaman chapter 10. Verses 2 through 4. Pondering invites revelation. If you have ever felt downtrodden, anxious, or confused, you might learn an important lesson from Nephi's example in Helaman chapter 10, verses 2 through 4. What did he do when he felt cast down? See verse 3. President Henry B. Eyring taught, quote, "When we ponder, we invite revelation by the Spirit. Pondering, to me, is the thinking and the praying I do after reading and studying in the Scriptures carefully." End quote. From Serve with the Spirit, Ensigner Liahona, November 2010. How might you create a habit of pondering? To read about one way to regularly ponder the Word of God, see Brother Devin G. Durant's message, "My Heart Pondereth Them Continually," in the Ensigner Liahona, November 2015. See also Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26, Luke chapter 2, verse 19, 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 1, 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 15 through 16, 3 Nephi chapter 17, verse 3, Moroni chapter 10, verse 3, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 62. Helaman chapter 12. The Lord wants me to remember him. In Helaman chapter 12, Mormon, who was abridging the record, summarizes some of the lessons we can learn from the account of Nephi in the previous chapters. Consider using his summary as an opportunity to examine your own heart. You might even make a list of the things Mormon says cause people to forget the Lord. What helps you remember him? What changes are you inspired to make based on what you learned? Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Helaman chapters 7 through 9. What similarities do we see between things that Nephi did and what prophets do today? What is our prophet teaching today? Perhaps you could choose some recent counsel the prophet has given and discuss as a family ways you can better follow it. Helaman chapter 10, verses 4 through 5 and verses 11 through 12. How did Nephi demonstrate that he sought the Lord's will rather than his own? How can we follow his example? What are some ways our family can better seek the Lord's will? Helaman chapter 11, verses 1 through 16. What did Nephi desire, and what did he do about it? What do we learn about prayer from Nephi's example? Helaman chapter 11, verses 17 through 23. What do we learn about Nephi's brother Lehi in Helaman chapter 11, verses 17 through 23? Whom do we know who lives a righteous life without receiving a lot of recognition? Helaman chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. Can you think of an object lesson you can use to help your family understand what unsteadiness means? For instance, you might invite a family member to try balancing something on his or her head. You could then invite family members to look in Helaman chapter 12, verses 1 through 6, for reasons people can be unsteady in following the Lord. How can we remain spiritually steady? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline and come follow me for primary. Improving our teaching. Review. Here's an idea to help family members remember the scriptures they are learning. Select a verse you find meaningful and display it in your home where family members will see it often. Invite other family members to take turns selecting a scripture to display and discuss it when the family gathers, such as at meals or family prayer.